There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
We need some help. Here's the thing. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. How do you get your kids up in the morning? You know.
Well, I don't like
them. They just want to get up. They don't want to go to school.
I don't feel good.
You know, you open the door. You're like, get up! The alarm's going off. And
Raven's
going to
stick me in a locker.
Right? Nope, they don't want to do it. 1-800-330-9999. How do you get your kids out of bed in the morning? See, when Hayden, my
bacon?
Older... Well, that's what I mean, no one's making bacon on a school day. Like, we've got things to do.
Right, bacon's such an extravagance.
That's like a weekend
It's funny,
thing.
We just stumbled across that bacon would never happen on a Monday through Friday.
Right, right. I found that when Hayden was little, and she's 10 years old now, they would be up way before us. Like, I would do anything to keep her to stay in bed, asleep, so I could sleep a little bit longer.
Didn't we run that out of you yesterday? I thought we took you on a long enough walk.
Right, but here's the problem now, is that I'm not there during the week, because obviously I'm here, I'm at work. So my husband has to deal with this, and she doesn't want to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard for him already to get the baby ready, to get her ready, and to get to school. And I'm like, okay.
I don't know how he does it, man. So, I got to be honest.
I threaten her all the time. I'm like, do not give daddy a hard time tomorrow. When it's time to get up,
how does that work? How does that work? I mean, that worked for a while, but at this point, right? How
no,
does that?
Nothing.
Right. I didn't think so.
It's like she's gone to the world. It's
right.
Dead to the world under the covers.
Right.
You know, you open the windows, the light comes in. It's like she doesn't even blink an eye.
She's prepared for that now.
So
she's
upped
her game.
How do you get your kids up in the morning?
Besides, you know, like pulling the blanket out off of them or from underneath them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would have no idea. Air horns, maybe.
I don't know.
Bacon, as we've discussed already, a great extravagance.
We're not doing that. Nobody got time to make bacon.
What if you had like pre-cooked bacon and you held it under their nose like smelling salts? Would that work?
I don't think so.
A hose. Like, a hose.
Well, you know what I've started doing is the baby who's going to be 1 year old on Thursday. I have instructed my husband to take the baby and place her directly on Hayden's head.
Right.
And then leave the room and say, you're in charge.
I mean,
because she won't let the baby fall off the bed. In theory, we don't really know for sure. I guess we're going to find out.
I was going to say, that's nice. Well, that's what that teddy cam is for, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I first wake up in the morning, I've got to use the bathroom. All right. You know, same thing with the dogs. You got to take them right out back right there. It's the same thing with the baby. If you place that baby on top of her head.
She's got a diaper on.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah. I mean, nothing is infallible. There's a possibility of leaks.
1-800-330-9999. What's that trick do you use to get the kids up in the morning? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you get your kids up in the morning?
I turn on the light about a minute after he gets his alarm. Start very nicely. And then if he's not up in a minute... You go back and like, get up.
You just scream.
You just keep prodding. You don't, there's no next level.
Usually by the second time he's up. 2 weeks ago, he missed the school bus. I had to drive him to school, although it's on the way to work. And I charged him $20.
You charged him 20 bucks.
Smart.
Good deal.
Right.
Good deal. That's not a bad idea. I knew that there had to be some punishment coming.
Yeah, you're going to learn to get up and not miss the bus.
Yeah. What if I start taking money directly out of Hayden's piggy bank?
Right. We do know how thick Hayden's piggy bank is. It's a fat piggy bank.
She has more money than I do most days in her piggy bank.
I'm pretty sure all days.
1-800-330-9999. What do you do to get your kids up in the morning? Got to help my husband out. Here's the thing. When my daughter Hayden was younger, she would get up before both of us, and we would beg for her to go back to sleep. But now that she's older, she's 10, she don't want to get up in the morning. She doesn't want to go to school. She's tired. No.
What happened to your sweet little girl? Right now, it's that teen stuff, man.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. How do you get your kids up in the morning when they're fighting you? We asked on our Facebook page. Donna wrote, send in our two labs, close the door. One jumps on the bed and licks her face. The other drops a bone on her.
That's the sweet deal.
You think so?
That is a good plan right there.
Well, that's similar to what I do. What I've been telling my husband to do is go get the baby. The baby's going to be one Dakota on Thursday. And put the baby directly on top of her face.
Right.
Right. So then she's either smothered to the point where she can no longer breathe and she has to get up. Or she just feels like scared that the baby's going to fall on the floor. Nobody really wants to drop a baby on the floor, right?
What about a baby and a dog? Let them all in there.
Do it like double up?
Right. Let them all in there.
Ollie says, squirt gun with water. I kind of love that. If it's just like a squirt gun
going.
It's
kind of evil, but it does work, I would imagine.
Right?
It's not going to build. You know, like later on, like that's not a trust builder. All right? Later on in life, like your kid is going to remember that forever.
Aaron has the old school method that my mom used to do to me that I definitely hated, but never really worked. I would still stay in bed. Lights on, and they just rip the blankets off the bed and throw it on the floor forcefully.
There's nothing like being cold in the morning. Mm. It is the worst.
I don't know. This girl sleeps through anything. She's actually just like me, to be honest. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you do to get your kids up in the morning?
Well, I put them to bed earlier. It works because sometimes they need more sleep, and sometimes it's motivation. You didn't get up on time, it's a half hour earlier the next day.
Oh, I get it. So if they don't wake up on time, that night stinks even more because now they got to go to bed at like 8:30. I understand.
Exactly. Because, you know, some kids actually need more sleep. So that might help. But also, they don't want to go to bed early.
Right.
So.
Nobody wants to feel like they're missing out on something. At first, I thought you were crazy. Now I think it's a heady play.
Yeah. I'll put my daughter to bed at 4:30 in the afternoon. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do to get your kids up in the morning?
I went to the store and I bought the old-fashioned alarm clock with the two bells on top that's really, really loud. And I put it across the room so they had to get up out of bed to turn it off.
You know, the funny thing is, earlier generations didn't care about comfort. That alarm clock was designed to get you up. They didn't care if it was painful. They just cared that it was effective. They really were the greatest generation.
I wonder, though, if that would even faze my daughter, because that baby cries so loud at night, my one-year-old, and she doesn't hear her. She doesn't hear her. I don't know how. Hmm. It's like she blocks it out completely.
Yeah, my kids call that the scary alarm.
Yeah.
Also, because if you trip and fall while walking over it, you might need a tetanus shot. Right. It's all metal, man. It's
there
all
you
metal.
Go.
And on Raven, how do you get your kids up in the morning?
The key is breakfast. I make them two slices of no nitrate chicken bacon and an egg with spinach. Does it every time.
I told you that bacon was the key, but you told me it's a farce that nobody makes bacon Monday through Friday.
But no nitrate bacon? That's
supercharged bacon.
Who has high five that you can do that and have the time, but usually it's like some cereal on the way or an Eggo waffle.
Ma'am, if you would like to make me breakfast, ma'am, you can feel free to do so.
Did she say spinach? What?
I don't know. She said some delicious, delicious things. Thank you.
If somebody made me an omelet, I'd get up too every morning. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do to get your kids up in the morning?
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.